Hello, audio boot. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Thursday, 14th of August, and it's 3:30 in the PM. And I'm currently sorting out some laundry. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? Well, it kind of is, because it's special laundry. I'm sorting out the laundry of my kit, my wild camping, hill walking, outdoorsy kit, because I need to get it all ready, because I'm going back out again tomorrow. Oh yes. So as many of you will know, I've just spent a very enjoyable couple of days in the Lake District with Audio Boo's very own Dean Reed and Andy. Who I don't think is on Audio Boo. No, he's not. It was a an interesting trip, to say the least. I'm sure any of you who've listened to my Audio Boos from the other day will know that it didn't go as smoothly as planned, mainly due to the weather, partly due to my inadequacies as a tent erector. And other things, but mainly the weather was pretty horrendous. Well, certainly on Monday night it was. The hailstorm we got caught in was horrific. If you have a look at Dean's video, which I think he's just gone up on YouTube. In fact, what am I saying? I think it's gone up on YouTube. It has just gone up on YouTube, so I've just blinking watched it. There's a snippet of our exploits in the hailstorm on there. And to be fair, the camera doesn't do it justice. It really doesn't. It was a hell of a lot worse than it actually looks on the camera. It was really good. It was nice to get back up to the lakes. I haven't been for a while. And, it's very pleasurable. Very pleasurable. Shame it had to be cut short, but looking back now, I think it was the sensible thing to do. We could have stayed another night, but had the weather got bad through the night, we would have struggled. We would have all, well, certainly myself and Dean would have struggled. I think Andy was okay, because the only tent that came out of it unscathed was the budget tent, the guest tent of Dean's. It was good for what it was. It was nice to get back up Blencathra, especially because we might have to pay next time we go. Blencathra is up for sale, if anybody doesn't realise. Somebody's trying to sell a mountain. World's gone mad. So anyway, what's happened since we've come back? Oh, yes, I ripped my tent. Well, I didn't rip it. I did a really silly thing. What I did, trying to pin my shelter down in the wind, was proven to be a little bit tricky. And I was trying various ways of doing it, and one of the things that I did to stabilise it was to, essentially, the my shelter's a pyramid shape, and I've got a door, two doors, one at either side, and the double doors, so they zip down the middle, and the doors, like triangular flaps, fold back, and the door that I'm not using, I pitch into the wind, and I had pegged down the centre of the doors to stop them from flapping around and give the tent a bit more stability. Now, from the factory, I don't know why, but from the factory, the pegging points for the bottom of the doors come as bits of elastic, and it just seems silly. It doesn't really work, because the door just pings around on the elastic. So without thinking, where there are two loops of elastic to peg the door down, on the actual zip puller, the bit that slides up and down on the zip, there are two bits of Dyneema cord, and to grab the pulling of the zip fastener. So without thinking, I just stuck a tent peg through there. And I've done it before. Last time I used the tent, I pegged it out that way. But it wasn't in strong winds. It was only fairly light winds, and heavy rain, but very light winds. But without thinking, I just stuck a peg through, and I thought that'd be fine. Didn't even occur to me what I was actually doing. And then as I tried to pitch the tent more securely in the wind, I was trying to put some tension on one of the corner pegging points, and I gave it a big pull just as a gust of wind came in, hit the door and literally ripped the actual zip out of the fastener. So the doors blew wide open, obviously, because there's nothing holding them together anymore. And I was left with the zip fastener pinned to the ground in by the tent peg. And it couldn't go back on. It had to go in from the top, and it needed stitches removed and then restitching. So essentially, I had to spend the whole night with the tent door open. Now, I've just rectified that. I've just nicked away the stitching from around the top of the actual zip assembly on one side, and I've managed to refit the fastener, and then I've stitched it up again, only by hand, but it's solid. It's not going anywhere. So I've managed to repair it. Quite pleased with myself doing that. Bit of tent repair. I thought I was going to have to go around finding some clothing alteration place or something that might just be able to do it for me quickly, but a little bit of ingenuity and a little bit of guidance from memory from my days in Her Majesty's Royal Air Force, and also many hours spent watching my mother do sewing when I was a kid, kind of paid off, and I managed to repair it myself, so I'm quite chuffed. Not that I'm averse to a needle and thread. I mean, look at my little boy's beaver's jumper and all the blinking badges on there. I've sewed every single one of those blooming things on. I hate them. So yeah, anyway, tent's fixed. However, the only downside is that when I had to call on Dean's help to actually sort of advise on what to do when my tent went belly up the other night. So Dean came up with some method with a couple of random tent pegs of actually pegging down this open door, and we dropped a large rock on top of the pegs to stop them from lifting out in the wind. Very good idea. And the tent, those doors didn't move. The other side did, all blinking light. I was re-pegging the other side, but the damaged side stayed pegged down because of this large rock. But what has happened, which I've just noticed after I repaired the zip, is that over the course of the night, with it being battered and blown around, the tent's obviously been rubbing against this rock, and it's worn a bloody hole in it towards the bottom of the door. It's not major, because if it leaks from there, it's pretty much only going to go on the floor. It's not anywhere where it's really going to leak onto me, but I'm going to have to do something about it. So I'm currently waiting on some advice on how to sort that out. Bit gutted, brand spanking new tent, you know. Hey, so over the course of the weekend, I managed to snap the mount that goes onto a walking pole for my little video camera, my little GoPro type camera. It's not a GoPro. There's a mounting bracket, and I snapped that in the boot of Dean's car on the way up. I think I dumped my rucksack on top of it, and he just went. So that was the first thing to break. Then I broke the zip on my tent, which was great. And then, and I hope you're listening, Phil, Daylight Gambler, I decided to cook us to do us all a bit of a brew as we were walking off the back of Blencathra on Tuesday morning, lunchtime-ish. Sat down by the side of the track, got all my kit out. I said, I tell you what, Dean, just chuck a load of water into my thing because it'll heat it all through really quickly. Showing off with my swanky new kit. Yeah. I set the stove up, filled the pan up with water, dropped it on the top, and I could smell a bit of burning. And I thought it was just a bit of grass caught in the burner. And then I saw the edge of the black plastic protector that goes underneath the pan, which I had forgotten to remove, and I dumped it straight onto the burning flame. Yay! Oh dear me. So I whipped it off really quickly. Well, Dean whipped it off really quickly, thankfully. It's burnt a massive hole right in the middle of it. But fortunately, all it's done is melted the plastic. The edge of it is still intact, and as Phil will know, all that edge does is protect the heat exchanger on the bottom of the pan. So it still serves a purpose for that. It will still keep the pan safe, thankfully. And also, even more thankfully, it didn't splatter molten plastic all over the bottom of my pan. So I got away with that one. Only just, mind. Only just. So it was an eventful trip. And I'm off to do it all again tomorrow with the delights of Kinder Scout in the glorious Peak District. I'll keep you posted. Thanks for listening, guys. Take care, and I'll catch you all soon. Bye-bye.